Thank you very much. Institutions can play a key role. Tackling centuries of patriarchy requires not only comprehensive action, but a firm commitment in the short, medium, and long term. No single measure is foolproof or will produce significant results immediately. However, the leverage that institutions have for change, for example, by pushing for positive action, accelerates what might be take much longer. Let me share with you a personal anecdote. I'm in politics as a result of what we call in Spanish an electoral zip list, one in which parity is guaranteed by alternating between male and female candidates. I entered politics in 2003 in my autonomous community, the Balearic Islands, thanks to this initiative of the head of my party's list and president of the autonomous government, Francesc Antich. Otherwise, it would have been very complicated at that time. 21 years later, 21, my country, at the proposal of the ministry I have the honor of representing, the Ministry of Equality, has just passed a law on equal and balanced representation of women and men in decision-making bodies. It is an ambitious law, as it transposes of the European directive, but extends it to other areas of political, economic, and public administration. Equal representation is mandatory in national elections using the zip list system. It also applies to regional elections for those autonomous communities that don't have other systems of equal representations, and in local elections for municipalities with more than 5,000 inhabitants. The balanced representation, at least 40%, is required on the boards of listed companies or companies with higher revenues, 50 million. This balance is also required for the superior bodies of the public administration. These measures help to break glass ceilings and serve as a reference for the rest of society as they help to make equality visible and normalize. But not only that, they make democracy more real and effective by involving 50% of the population in decisions that affect all of us. Since 2007, the implementation of equal plans in companies has been also a useful tool for advancing equality, equal pay, and ensure safe and non-violent workplaces. The Institute of Women, which is part of the Ministry of Equality, together with trade unions, provides advice, training, and awareness-raising activities to assist in the implementation of these plans. But there are also threats. In the heat of misinformation, polarization, and denialism, anti-genderism challenges all gender equality policies. We are also very concerned about the backlash against women's fundamental rights and we feel challenged by them. Likewise, women in positions of responsibility and leadership are the first affected. We are used in times of crisis and for transitions, and although it is easier than in the past to reach power, we still have more difficulties than men in exercising and maintaining these types of responsibilities. This is what happened, for example, to Magdalena Andersson, first woman prime minister in Sweden, when she resigned shortly after being elected in 2021, or the criticism that Nadia Calviño, current president of the European Investment Bank, received for refusing to pose for photographs from events where she was the only woman when she was vice president of the government of Spain. These facts should serve to push forward the equality agenda even with more energy. There is no democracy, no wealth, and no future without women's participation in decision making. Thank you.